The 14th annual Broadway Barks takes place today in Manhattan's famed Schubert Alley, hosted by Mary Tyler Moore and Bernadette Peters. At 12 noon, Bernadette will be there signing books and calendars to help raise money for the 27 participating rescue groups. Dozens of adoptable cats and dogs arrive at 3 p.m., and then the Broadway stars take the stage at 5. I asked Bernadette why this cause is so near and dear to her heart.
You know, after our dog had died, we went to the city shelter, and we just saw that the amount, we couldn't believe the amount of dogs that were there. The amount of animals that needed help, that purebreds and beautiful animals and adoptable dogs that people just, you know, someone dies, someone moves, and nowadays with the economy they can't afford it, and they've taken on too much, and they got a puppy, and they didn't know what they... But the most important thing people need to know is that these are not bad animals. These are just homeless animals that right. need us and need to be rescued and need, and will love you forever because of that.
You know, I've noticed in recent years there have been a number of breed-specific groups involved in Broadway Bark. That's really important, right? Because a lot of folks don't realize how many purebred animals end up in shelters.
Oh, my God. You can't. That's the thing that was such a killer. When I first went, there was a Neapolitan Mastiff sitting in a kennel. I mean, Cocker Spaniels, poodles, you know, Brussels Griffons, you know, anything you can imagine has come through there, and you could get anything. You really can.
And there's a cat crisis in this city with kitten season. So many cats, right, ending up in the shelters.
Oh, God, so many. We have so many. And cats really, really need to get adopted. That's even a worse situation than dogs. If you think you can't, you know, take care of a dog or take it out or whatever, a cat is a lovely companion that doesn't need as much in and outgoing, you know. It's easier to take care of.
So why is the Broadway community, why do the stars come out for this? Why they seem so really into it. When I've been to Broadway Barks in past years, the stars really come out in droves.
I was talking to people about that today. You know, I think that artists and creative people are sensitive and have a big heart, and they understand the need. There's a need here. You know, we euthanize a lot of animals every year. It's gotten better. We still need more attention, more people adopting, more people understanding that it's a bad situation still. The city shelters, it's there. It has to take in whatever the police find. You know, I've been there when chickens have come in.
Whoa.
You know, they have to take anything that is out there.
Right, they're legally obligated.
Legally obligated, yeah.
So what would you say to anybody who's thinking about adopting a pet?
I'd say go to a rescue group first. You know, a rescue group, they know the dogs because the dogs have been there for a little bit. They know the dog's personality, and because you go, well, I don't know, you know, I don't know what I'm going to be getting. But they know the animal. I know the animals over Bark because I rescue for them. You really do. And they'll tell you what, you know, the habits and if it likes other dogs and if it's friendly with children, if it's good, you'll know that. So you get wonderful, wonderful, adoptable companions. Come tomorrow, take a look, come at 3 o'clock, see the animals, see the show, have a lovely day, go home with a wonderful companion.
Well, have a great time and good luck with the event.
Thank you so much.
Again, that's in Schubert Alley, rain or shine. Susan Richard, 1010 Winds News.